10, 9, ignition sequence starts. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Lift off.
Welcome to the Alien Probe Podcast. Your loved ones are alive and fine in the next life. They're waiting patiently for you to finish your time in Earth. In Earth School, when you have a wonderful reunion. In the meantime, they are anxious to communicate with you about their lives now and your life. Seek Reality Online will prove that you are an eternal being who will live on after your body dies. I'm Doug, and joining me today is Craig Hogan, PhD, one of the world's leading experts in the greater reality, death, and the afterlife. He serves as Seek Reality Online's senior resident expert. He is the author, co-author, or editor of 8 books containing information about the life after this life. And I should mention today is April 13th, 2024. Welcome, Craig. How are you, sir?
Well, I'm happy to be here. Thanks for inviting me. I'm anxious to talk with you about this wonderful, wonderful topic.
This is great. This is something that a lot of what happens is it just black, you know, when you go, of course you won't know it's black because you're dead or, you know, do you go elsewhere? I mean, obviously we're paranormal UFO, NHI kind of show, but this is intriguing. And I was really happy to find you and have you talk about this. How'd you get into this, Craig?
Well, I actually started at the turn of my 52nd birthday, and I was meeting psychics. They were coming into my life. I didn't know where they came from. I didn't know what a psychic was. I had no belief in a religion or anything having to do with spirituality or psychics. And so I kept meeting these people that came into my life. And finally, I went to a psychic, and she said, you know, you've got psychic ability. And she said, go home and you can test it. She said, take a deck of cards, hold the cards and face down, and take one at a time and put it on your palm face down. And if it feels cold, then it's black. If it feels warm, then it's red. And so I went home and did that. And I made 2 little piles, didn't look at the cards, just made piles for 1 black and 1 red whichever felt warm or cold. And after I did that, I turned over the piles, and everyone in the cold pile that should have been black was black. And every card in the red pile that should have been warm was warm. They were all red except for one. And so that showed me that I had psychic ability. I could do psychometry, which means putting something on your hand and then being able to know what it is. And so then I also learned that I have remote viewing ability. I read a book about remote viewing, and I decided to sit down at the computer and try it. And so I had a target come up. It was just the coordinates for a target. And I sketched what I got from the coordinates of the target, and then it showed the picture online, and I could see that I was able to see things that are thousands of miles away from my office in Illinois. So that proved to me that the mind is not in the brain, that there's much more to life than this reality that we see around us at any given moment. And that led me into thinking, well, that means the mind must live on after the body dies. And so I started looking at life after death and seeing what I could learn about it. And I was overwhelmed by it. I was just bowled over by it. There's so much evidence today that we continue to live after the body dies, that we will continue in a wonderful world called Summerland that exists after this world. And so that led me into this study, and now I've dedicated my life to helping people to understand what I know now to be true, that there is no death and there are no dead.
Well, that makes it a lot better to know, because that's all that we're always fear for what's happening, you know, in the end, and we don't want to be scared. It would be nice to know that there's something else, but how are you able to I see, you know, we'd go to the, you know, we always hear, you go to the light. Is that something? Is that real? You head toward the light, and then what kind of happens after that?
Yeah, that's the idea of go to the light. That is something that comes out of near-death experiences. And people have near-death experiences, and when their body is not functioning anymore, they flatline, then they can have an experience of seeing loved ones, of having a sense of going through a tunnel, receiving messages from a being, which is an omniscient, loving being, and all of these things that happen during a near-death experience. And so that's what you're describing. And people realize then that there's much more to life than just this existence that we sense around us. But that is then in when we actually go through the death experience, when the body dies and we go on to the next realm, then there isn't anybody going into the light. At that time, then most people will wake up on the other side. They just don't realize that it happened. It's like they were here one moment and there the next. And they wake up on the other side, and then they have various types of reunions with their loved ones, scenes that they experience when they go on to, into the life after this life, and many other things. So there isn't really a going into the life when you do make the transition, but it is something that happens during a near-death experience.
And your pets, you get to see your pets too, because I'm a big dog
Yeah, all of our, so am I. I've got dogs and cats, and I've had all kinds of things, goldfish, and but all of our pets are there. So they're with loved ones who are taking care of them. And when we then transition to the next plane of life, they just give them over willingly to us, and our pets are among the first who come to us. We've had people describe from the life after this life what happens when they go there, and all of their pets come and jump up on them, and they recognize them, and we can actually communicate with them telepathically when we go on to the life after this life. So they're all there waiting for us, and it's going to be a wonderful reunion.
And so you've discussed with people that actually have experienced this and then come back, or do you just communicate with them on that side? How does that work?
Well, what in a great variety of things that have happened, we know that the life after this life is real because of various things, including people manifesting. They materialize here in the earth plane who have been dead for years. And so then we have them come through as materializations. We have them come through mediums in mental medium readings. And that means that a medium will get the messages from the person living in the life after this life and give them to us. And we teach people how to do it. So we teach people how to have their own afterlife communications. So when they go into that experience of having their own afterlife communications, they have them themselves. And we teach people how to use what's called automatic writing, in which you sit down with a sheaf of papers and you write everything that comes to your mind just as quickly as it comes. And we have communication with people living in the life after life, this life through that. So there are many ways that we communicate with the people in the life after this life. And all people have to do is learn how to use any one of them or get to the people who can do it. We have psychotherapists who are doing it. So we help people to get to the point at which they can have their own afterlife communication, or they can get to the resources that will have one for them.
Does this have something to do with regression therapy with the psychologist, that kind of thing?
There's a past life regression type of therapy, and if you're referring to that, and then what that happens is we get in touch with another life in our higher self. In other words, we don't reincarnate and then have past lives. What happens is there are other lives that are in our higher self, and they're intertwined with us. They're very closely related. A portion of their life may have been what our life was based on. And so then we can have a past life regression, which is really just looking at this other person's life who was intertwined with us. So we have those kinds of experiences. We also have experiences in which we can have a dream visitation, and people will come through to us from the other side in dreams. And we can have other sorts of experiences. Psychotherapists are doing this now. Psychotherapists are helping people to go into a state of mind in which they have their own afterlife communications while they're sitting in the psychotherapist's office. And there are hundreds of psychotherapists now that are trained to do this. And so I've done it when I was investigating it, when I was first learning how to do the things that I can do now. And it's just an overwhelming experience. It's just wonderful because you are there with them. They come to you in this psychotherapy session and speak to you. And so that is probably one of the most profound experiences I've ever had.
That's amazing. Yeah, it's kind of like now you kind of look forward to
Yeah, that's it.
it.
That's it. You get to
I
the
don't want to
point
say I look
where
forward to it too much, but you know. So the past lives are in there. Some of your or portions of them are with you. That's really interesting. How long have you been doing this? I'm sorry, you
Well, it's
said your
been,
age, the age, but how many years ago?
yeah, I was 52 years old when I really started to understand it, when things were coming to me. And they came to me because the people were guided to me. In other words, we work with people on the other side. All of our lives are guided. They are helped by people on the other side. We're never out of touch with them. They're always with us. And so I started learning things when I was 52 years of age. And so I am now 78 years old.
Well,
So that's been,
look
I'm
pretty
beginning
good. Looking
delving
good,
into,
Craig.
yeah, thanks. I'm in my second childhood. So then I've really been delving into it, really have tried to learn as much as I can about it. And the more I learn, the more astounded I am. There's so much to realize, the fact that we are not going to end our lives when this life ends. We're just going to transition. We're going to graduate from Earth school, and we're going to go on to the graduate school that is the afterlife.
So we've got seekreality.com. That's the organization. What happens when you, I mean, how do you get involved? How would I get involved in being able to understand this? Or the average, I guess, the average person.
Sure. Anyone can go to seekreality.com. What we're doing is, on seekreality.com, is we're trying to pull together all of the information that we have about what happens at the end of this life, what happens when we go into the next life, what life is like in the next life, how to communicate with people living there, and the realities of the basic nature of this life and the next life. Earth is a spiritual plane. We're on a spiritual plane right now, just like we will be when we go to the next life. It's just a different spiritual plane. So when we go on to the next life, then all we do is change focus. We're going from one spiritual plane into another spiritual plane, and we just continue as though nothing had happened. It's seamless. There's an easy transition at the end of this life. There is no pain. No one feels pain at the transition. It's just a wonderful experience. And so that is what will happen at the end of this life. We're just trying to tell people about it at seekreality.com. We want people to realize the truth of what we know to be true today. It's an uplifting, wonderful experience that we will have at the end of this life, and we can look forward to it.
Is the experience like, is it like we are on Earth, or is it like we're here, only we're somewhere else, like another dimension kind of, or how does that work?
Yeah, that's exactly what it is. It's a change of focus. It's rather like we were looking at a waterfall and we turned around and we looked at a mountain. We're the same person. We're in one spot. We are looking at two different focuses. That's all. So when we are in this realm, we're focused on this realm and we have all the experiences. And then when we go to the next, then we just change focus and we're into the next realm. The next realm, then, which is called by the spiritualist Summerland, is a realm just like this. So when people go on to the next life, then they're amazed, and some of them can't understand where they are because they think they're still alive on this plane of life. But then the next life is just like this, except it has none of the drawbacks. There are no ticks and fleas. There are no old people ailments. There are no hospitals. All of these things that we have here, because on Earth there are beginnings and endings. In the next life, there are no beginnings and endings. There are only transitions. And so then we will have bodies. We walk down streets. We go on hikes. We can swim. We can drive cars. We can drive boats. All of the things that we do on this side of life. And so it's very much like this, only none of the drawbacks and many more wonderful things that we learn about that we are just astounding to the people who are living there.
I don't want to be crude, but is there sex in the afterlife?
Yes. So if anyone wants
Sorry,
to have sex,
I had to
yeah,
ask.
it's true. It's true. Yes, people can have sex in the afterlife if they want to have sex. They don't have to. It's up to them. They can decide to. But if they want to have sex, then the partners are simply there. I mean, there are people who are also willing to have sex, and so they do engage in sex
Interesting.
to the point at which they want to. And we have one story of a man who, and this is a communication from the life after this life, and he had gone to the next life, and he just kept on conjuring up. He would bring to him people who with whom he would have sex, and after a while he got tired of it, and he decided he didn't want to do it anymore. But yes, we can have sex in the next life. All the things that we want to have, we don't have to ask for them. If we want them, they're simpler, are there. People don't have to eat. You don't have to have nutrition for the body. Your body is going to be fine without eating. But if people want to eat, then the food is simply there. If they want to drink, the food, the drink is there. Some people can have a, they can smoke a cigar or smoke a pipe. And those things that they need to smoke a cigar or pipe are just there. So whatever it is that we desire is without looking for it or asking for it, it's simply there. And so we can have sex if we want it.
So it's kind of like eating candy corn, though. You kind of like it in the beginning, but then you kind of get sick of it maybe after a
That's
while.
it. There's eight kernels, and that's it. So the people do get they get satiated when they have the experience. But we can have the experience, and of course we can choose who we want to live with. So if we had three wives, then we can choose to live with one of the wives, or two of the wives, or all three, or none of them. So we make a free will choice, and we can decide who to live with. And so then, if we want to have sex with one of them, then we can do it.
I don't know about three wives, Craig.
At
If we want to,
least
that could be zero.
of course.
One is enough. But maybe not there. It might be something funner. Is there like no, if it's not over, there's no overcrowding in the after, we just refer to it as the afterlife. Summer, you called it, what did you call it? Summer,
Summerland.
Summerland. Which
Summerland,
I love summer. I'm still looking forward to summer getting here.
Wonderful.
But it keeps stalling in Sacramento. It gets 70 degrees now. It's raining again. But anyway, it sounds awesome, but it's not overcrowded.
No,
It's not,
no,
nothing's uncomfortable, you
no.
know. What
The
if
way
people
they
like
describe it,
crowds? What if I'm one of those people that likes, like, one of my kids loves the city. He loves being, in that environment where there's people all over the place, which I'm a country person, but is that where you want? I mean, is that the option? You can be in a
That's an
city
option.
that's, like Hollywood, going down
Big
Rodeo
cities,
Boulevard.
there are big cities, and there are gatherings, and there are concerts, and speakers who come to speak, and all of the things that we love to have on the earth plane, we can have them there, and we can be with people whom we love. We can be with large groups of people if we want to. So all of these things are available to us just as they are in the earth plane, because here we can decide that we want to go to a concert, or we can decide we want to stay home and write and read a book. And so that's available to us here, and we make the decision, free will decision, to do it. In the same way, then we go on to the life after this life, we make more free will decisions. We can decide to go to a concert, or we can stay home and read a book. But all of these things are available to us. So if we want to be among groups of people, or we want to have a large gathering of friends, then we do that. And then in the life after this life, it's very much like the earth plane. We have free will choices here. We decide what we want to do, and we do it. In the life after this life, we have free will choices. The only thing is that then whatever it is that we need to have for it is simply there. It's available to us. That's the only difference.
Some people aren't very nice, Craig. What happens to those people when they go to Summerland? And they just that's just in their nature, and I get, it creates bad things that happen here, as we all know about. What happens to those? Does their attitude, does it change so they don't commit violence and are rude and do all the things that we, just have disdain for, basically?
Now, what happens is that the people, we will go on to the life after this life, and we'll live with people who are of similar mental status. In other words, if they're violent and cruel, and they w were so on earth, and they will go in to live with other people who are violent and cruel. It's not a punishment. There is no such thing as a hell. That is a mythology. When we go on to the next life, if a person is violent and cruel and obscene, and then they will live with other people like that, and they'll have to put up with that. They can rise above it. So, in other words, they'll grow out of that in the life after this life. So eventually they'll say, I'm tired of this. I don't like living with these people. I don't like being cruel and mean. And so then they will rise out of that. And then eventually they can transition into Summerland. They can transition into the upper realms. But those lower realms that the people are in, it's just because that it's their state of mind that they create the realm that they're in. They live it in it with other people who are of similar state of mind. And it's not a wonderful place to be in the lower realms like that. But there is no hell. It is not a hell. And eventually they will grow out of it. So every one of us continues to grow after we go on to the life after this life. We continue to have experiences and we learn things and we're with other people and we have people who help us and guide us and counsel us and there, and we will eventually rise above wherever we are. As far as the extent of or size of the life after this life, they say that there are millions of planes. A plane being an area in which, like the earth plane that we're on right now, we're focused on the earth plane. This is one spiritual plane. They're saying there are millions of planes like this. And that we then will go along in our planes, and but there are many other people or many other beings that are in other planes that are different from us, and so then there is no overcrowding. The life after this life can take as many people as we send there, and we then will be able to stay or focused on the people who are with us in our realm. And we won't have to worry about those other realms. But if we wanted to visit them, we could. That's possible to visit them.
It's almost like we're in hell now, and the only place to go is up.
Yeah. We
I
chose. Yeah, we chose to come here. This is a
yeah.
crucible. This is a place where we have people who are violent and who will do things harmful things to us, and we have these experiences with people who are insulting to us and. All of these things are in this crucible. We chose to come into Earth so that we would have these trials, so that we would be confronted with these problems. And then as we learned to overcome them, we would grow in stature, grow in what our understanding is about life, and grow in love and compassion. We chose to be here in this most difficult time. And that was a free will choice that we made. But once we leave here, then we can relax because we've learned our lessons. We've found out what we needed to learn here in this life. And we can carry that on into the next life where we can relax and enjoy the next years of our life. And some people say that they never transition higher than that, or they have been there for thousands of years in the Summerland and Earth years terms. Then they decide they don't want to go on for a long period of time. But eventually, everyone transitions, and we keep learning, keep growing, and keep becoming all you can become in the next life.
Do some people get tired of all that joy and things and want to pass on to some other realm after in Summerland? I hate to ask that, but it's the candy corn thing again. Is it too
Yeah.
much? Too much?
Yeah.
Go get too much? It's like, okay, I can do anything I want whenever I want. Maybe our mind doesn't work the same way there, though. I don't. How does that work?
Well, we do grow out of it, in the same way that when we were in an infant, we had one state of mind, and then when we were 5 years old, we had another state of mind, and when we were adolescents, we had another, and as young adults, and then as older adults. So every time we make a change, we transition into the next realm. We transition into the next state of being. And same thing will happen in life after this life. We'll transition from one into the next. If we don't want to stay in one, if we decided that we've had enough of the Summerland level and want to go higher, then we just make the free will choice to do that, and then we can learn. We have to learn how to do it. We have to acquire the abilities and the traits and the attitudes, and then when we acquire them, then we'll transition to a higher level. So it's up to us. We can stay there as long as we want, or we can decide to transition up to a higher level. But it takes time. And we do grow. We grow in love and compassion. And the higher we get, then the more towards celestial beings we become. More the more we don't rely upon what we have in the earth plane. We don't need bodies then. But that's a long way off. We don't need to even think about that. For the next several hundred or thousands of years, we can stay in Summerland as long as we want.
So in Summerland, we have a physical body. We can touch ourselves, and we're solid. And
Just
at
exactly
that.
like the bodies. Yeah, like the bodies we have on the Earth plane, except there are no defects.
Is
And we will have bodies that are in our 20s or 30s as they were in the Earth plane. In other words, in a prime of life, the bodies are just exactly like they are here. They're substantial, they're solid, you can feel them, you can get sensations on them. And so all of the things that we have here and as a body, then we will have there. But it's in our 20s or 30s in the prime of life.
Oh.
Children who go on to the next life, then they will grow up to be in their 20s or 30s. Children who were aborted or children who were not carried to term then are born into the next life, and there they grow up until they're in their 20s or 30s. So it's a wonderful time for us because we have the ideal bodies that we'd always loved to have had. And so then we have them there, and we continue living our lives and having experiences just as we do on the earth plane.
Do you have discussions with religious people that, have differing ideas about what happens? That, they like the traditional heaven and hell concept. And do you go, is there a, kind of a, with you guys and them?
We do have a difficult time with them because they are stuck in their belief system, and we are open in our belief system. In other words, we are open to anything, any of the realities that we learn about. And so then we receive information from the life after this life, from people living there, and they corroborate each other. And in that way, we're allowing ourselves to grow into understanding what life is like and what the life after this life is like. So we're not stuck, but people who are in a religion then who are committed to it are stuck. And so they're stuck in a belief system, and it's very difficult to get through to them because they don't understand it. And in fact, that's true of people not only in religions, but of people in general. They have a difficult time understanding this. It seems too good to be true. It seems like, this must be like a mythology because we know things that are going to be very desirable. And when we think about having those things, people say, "Well, that's just too good to be true. I just can't believe that that's true." But they are true. And so when we tell people that, when we help people to see the evidence, then people come around, they understand it, they do believe it after they've come around to examining the evidence. People in religions have a difficult time because they won't even examine the evidence. The problem that Galileo had when he was telling people that the Earth is not the center of the universe was that he couldn't get people to look through the telescopes to see that Jupiter had moons and the moon had craters and Venus had phases to prove that the center of the Earth is not here, that there is a solar system, that we are part of the solar system. But the clergy and the scientists of the time simply wouldn't look through the telescope. And that's what we have with religions now. If they just look at what we know to be true, they'll understand it, but they won't look.
So, devout religious people, do they still get to go to Summerland, or is it different because that's what they believe in?
They will go to whatever their state of mind is. So we do have people who go into the life after this life, and for instance, Christians who they are in groups and they think that they're waiting for the rapture, and that they're asleep in the next life, waiting for the rapture to come and to raise them into heaven. And they still think that that's true. And because they think that's true, they're with other people who think that's true, then they are in a holding pattern. But nothing is happening. And after a period of time, when they realize that nothing's going to happen, they are already there, that there's no rapture, then they will grow out of that and will come up to the higher levels. But other people, then anybody, regardless of the religion, regardless of their belief system, then they will come into Summerland, and they then there will have the same experiences in Summerland. Many of them will have to grow out of their old religions, their old belief systems, but everybody has the same experiences when they get there. There's no demarcation, there's no separation by religion.
That's incredible. Then, so, okay, I have to ask the inevitable question. Non-human intelligence, does this factor into anything in, in your organization? I mean, do is I'm looking at Mark Gober discusses extraterrestrial beings, but I haven't listened to it. I don't know if you're pretty familiar with that podcast.
Yes, I am. Yes, there are many other beings. There are other entities that are different from us. They are in other planes. So, because we were brought up in the Earth plane, we expect life to be like it is in the Earth plane with these bodies that we have. And so then we will experience that when we go on to the life after this life in Summerland. But there are other beings on other planes, and when they go on to transition to from one life to the next, then they have their form of bodies, and they have their form of customs, and all of the things that they would expect from their lives. We also have had communication with people living in the life after this life who are extraterrestrials, and we know that they are intent upon helping us on the Earth plane to overcome the difficulties. So we're getting communication from what we call ETs or extraterrestrials, and they are part of what we're working on. We have a circle here, and a circle that meets every week, and we communicate with people living in the life after this life through physical mediumship. But we have circle teams that are on the other side who are working with us, and among the circle teams are people whom we would call extraterrestrials. We have people who are in the various constellations who come in. There are Arcturians who come in, and they are part of our team. So we know that they're there. We also know that from messages coming to us from people living in the life out of this life, that the what we call UAPs or UFOs, they are beings who are intent upon helping us on the Earth plane, and they are watching what we're doing. They are observing what we're doing. They have not yet made the direct contact, but they will, they tell us. And they are focused upon the fact that we have nuclear bombs now, and they are very often seen around nuclear facilities. And the reason for that is because they're concerned for us, and they're not going to allow something to happen that would be a terrible event on the Earth plane, because they want us to succeed. They want us to have the lives that we need to have in our brief sojourn here on Earth before we go on to Summerland.
Are they interdimensional, Greg? The
Yes.
NHIs?
Yeah,
Is
they're
this why we
clones.
can't like find them most of the time?
And why they disappear,
Yeah.
because they're going into other dimensions, right? But when we think of a dimension, we can think of the Earth as being a plane, and that's a dimension. And so then when we go into Summerland, then that is like another dimension. And it's just another plane. It's just another focus then. So they are able to come in and out of focus on the Earth plane. And so they tell us from the life after this life that every one of our planets, when we have Earth and Mars, for instance, and there are not only the planes that we're familiar with, so that we can look around and we can see the Earth plane as it is here, but on Earth, there are other planes, there are other dimensions, so there are other entities living there. And they're telling us that as we pollute the Earth plane, then what we're doing is we're affecting the other planes as well. And we really need to be careful about what we do to the Earth because of the fact that it affects the other planes. So these other beings are coming through into the Earth plane, and they have their own sphere, their own plane, their own focus, but they can come into ours, into this dimension. And that's what's happening with the UAPs and UFOs.
That's interesting. Now, can we choose when we go to Summerland? Can we choose to come back to Earth and be reincarnated as back to Earth?
No, so the reincarnation is misunderstood. We don't come back to Earth. We, who the individual that we are now, doesn't come back to Earth. What happens is there are other entities, there are other people who are in our higher self, And the higher self then has new people come into Earth, the Earth plane, and Earth school. And here they are going to learn lessons in the same way that we're learning lessons, and then we will grow and learn from what they learn. What happens is when our lives are being planned, all of our lives were planned well before our births. When their life is of this new person is being planned, they may take a segment or a framework from another life. So our lives then may have a segment or a framework from some other life of a previous person who lived in the earth plane, and then we are going to be learning lessons they may not have learned, or we're going to be having experiences they didn't have. And so because we're intertwined with that other life, then when people go into a past life regression, what they're doing is they're looking at that other life, that other person. So we stay as individuals, though. We stay as individuals all the way through, even when we ascend into being more like celestial beings. We are still the individuals we are. And so we will not come back to the earth plane as individuals that we are. But other people will come back and they will have a framework from our lives. And then we can observe that. So now we can't come back to the earth, but we can have experiences of what happened on the earth. So if we want to have an experience and go into Elizabeth the First's court in England and we want to see what it was like to be there, then we can have the experiences. We can't enter into them. We can't act, be active in them, but we can have the experiences. We can see what the court was like. We can see what was going on there. All we have to do is want to see it. We just have to intend to see it, and we'll be able to see it. Books in the other in the life after this life are available. There are every book that has ever been written. They are in huge libraries, but we don't need to take the books out. All we need to do is to know which book it is that we want, and the book will read itself to us. And then the author's intent, what the author was thinking when he or she was writing, is conveyed to us. So we understand the real intent of the author at the same time. So we can have experiences on the earth plane after we go to the life after this life. All we have to do is intend to do it, and then we will come back into whatever period of time we want to come into and have experiences there.
Is it possible that we're in kind of a simulation theory, that we're on another level of Summerland?
Yeah, the simulation theory is suggests that because of certain characteristics of the Earth plane, that for instance that there are it's pixelated, that there are we can go down to the Planck length, and we can see that the Earth plane is made up of bits, and because there are beginnings and endings and all of the other attributes of the Earth plane, some people say that we must be living in a simulation. And the suggestion is that the simulation, the people who are doing the simulation, can be in the future, and that they're having a simulation in the past. Or these are materialist views. These are attempts to explain what the Earth plane is like based on materialism, and they're absolutely not true. We are not in a simulation. We are in a real life, and we will continue in the next life, just as we are in this life. So that we are not in a simulation. We are also not in a hologram. We are having experiences, and there are real experiences, and these experiences are what make up this life. And there is no plane from which they're being projected into the earth plane. And so that is a materialist view in trying to explain what they can explain, but we have the explanations. We know what the truth is. We know that we are having experiences in the earth plane, and that as we have experiences, then we are carrying through those experiences into the life after this life. And so we can have the experiences without having a simulation or a source for them. So there is no simulation, but I know that that's a popular viewpoint of the
Yeah.
materialists right now.
Is there any connection between the paranormal ghosts and Summerland and all that? I mean, what is paranormal? What are ghosts? In your opinion, we all don't really know. I know sometimes exactly what things are. What's your opinion?
There are ghosts. Ghost, of course, means in the Anglo-Saxon word, then it's simply an entity that is a spirit or is vaporous. And so there are such things as ghosts on the earth plane. And there are a variety of them. There are different types of what we call ghosts. One of them is a memory on the ether, so that there can be memories that are etched into the ether, the atmosphere in the earth plane. And they will come out, but they are limited to what they were doing when they were on the earth plane, whatever the spirits were. The person is not involved in that. It's just a memory on the ether. So that, for instance, in Gettysburg, that people will see the battles of Gettysburg as apparitions. And these are not really the people there. There are no people involved in it. It's simply a memory that's on the ether. So that's one type. Another type is called an earthbound. People can stay on the earth plane after they left the body behind. And they can do things on the earth plane. They can walk around, they can go in elevators, they can go in buses. And so they spend their time on the earth plane with people, not realizing, with the people not realizing that they're there. And so then sometimes they will get upset because the people can't see them, and they may do things to try to upset the people in the earth plane. They may kick things, or they may move things, and these then become poltergeists, which means mischievous ghosts. And so then they then are in the earth plane, and they are doing things that we call ghost-like. Other people then who come into the earth plane, other entities that come into the earth plane are not human. They never were human. And so then they can have an effect. And they have been in past times referred to as demons. They can be shadow people. They can be entities that come into the earth plane. And they can have an effect upon us, and some of them can be negative effects. So those are other things, and so those are not really ghosts, but they come into that category that people would call ghosts.
Interesting. How to would I be able to consciously communicate with my father died in 79. I so would like to talk to him on Summerland, but he's having a good time in Summerland hunting and fishing because that's what he liked to do. And then with all of his dogs, can you consciously get in a contention with somebody, a relative or a friend who has passed in Summerland?
Yes, you
And
can.
how
And
would
there are.
how with any without any specifics, probably, how generally speaking, how do you guys do that?
Well, there are a number of ways. We have 15 different ways in which people can get in contact with people living in the life after this life. And some of them, as I said, involve psychotherapists. So psychotherapists can put you into a state of mind in which you have conversations. And in this state of mind, then you can actually feel like you're walking with the person, and you can be jumping in a lake and swimming together. These kinds of experiences that we have that are possible on the earth plane, we do mentally when we have these connections. So psychotherapists can help us have those connections. We teach people how to have their own afterlife communication. So we have a training program. It's online. It's free. It's at afterlifeinstitute.org/self-guided. Afterlifeinstitute.org/self-guided. And so we teach people how to have their own afterlife communications. And people are very successful. 86% of the people who go through the training have their own afterlife communications, and they're uplifting. They're wonderful, long conversations. And some people who learn how to do it then have conversations every day. So we can help people to learn how to do that. Any one of these methods, mental mediums, trance mediums, physical mediums, many different methods that we know people can use to have their own afterlife communications.
In religion, we don't want to equate this too much to heaven and hell, but when people commit suicide, that's stated in religion, some religious areas, that they don't, people who commit suicide don't go to heaven or don't go, maybe be able to go to that to Summerland. Does that have any bearing on your philosophy?
No, it's absolutely not true that the people don't. There is no such thing as a hell. There is no other place other than Summerland that the people would go to. That is heaven. So Summerland is what we know to be heaven. There is no hell, and people who commit suicide are then accepted when they come in. They are given great comforts. Because of the fact that, of what they have been through, the difficulties they've had a difficult time, and so there's much sensitivity to that by people who are living in the life after this life. So then they greet them, they help them to understand what's happened to them, they help them then to grow from there, to understand the difficulties that they had that resulted in their deciding not to continue with the life in this life. But it is not a wonderful reunion. When people have, when they come over to the next life, then they suddenly, immediately after they come into the life after this life, they are able to get the thoughts and feelings of other people. That's one of the things that happens in the next life. And so then they are going to get the thoughts and feelings of all the people on the earth whom they've left behind, all the people who are grieving. All of the people who are just can't accept it. They blame themselves for it because of what the person did to take their own life. And all those awful feelings, they get them. They actually feel the feelings of the people living in the earth plane. So it is not a wonderful time when they go into the next life. They are met there with sensitivity, with understanding, with comfort. But at the same time, it is not a wonderful reunion. And all of the people are living with them on the life after this life, their relatives, the people who love them, who have already made the transition, they also get the feelings and the thoughts of the people on the earth plane who are grieving. And so they have to experience that as well. So it is not desirable to decide to end this life and want the next life, unless there's some sort of physical disability or mental disability that makes this life intolerable. Meaning that a person has like Dewey body syndrome, in which a person is having hallucinations and can't make any sense out of life. It can't distinguish between the hallucination and what's real. And it's an awful experience for people when they have this experience of the Dewey body syndrome. And so then they decide that they are going to terminate this life. And so that's understandable. The people in the life after this life realize it. The people on this side of life realize it. So that's different from taking your own life because you just are tired of this life, or just don't like the fact that you're so far in debt and your boyfriend left you, and all these other things that people do. So we need to stay in this life because the reunion is not going to be a wonderful reunion. It's going to be full of sympathy, but it won't be a joyful reunion. And so it's important that people not commit suicide, that they stay in this life, encounter the challenges that they have, and overcome them. That's the way that they're going to grow, and they're going to get out of that situation that they're in now that is creating such awful times for them.
How many member on SeekReality.com? I mean, you don't have to have an exact number. How many member? What's your membership like? How
We
many?
have 1,600 people who are in SeekReality.com, and these are the people to whom we send the newsletter, and we get engaged, and they're part of the process. There are many other people who kind of come in and come out of the process, but there are 1,600 members.
Is your goal just, I'm going to suggest, is your goal to get the word out to about what we've discussed here? Is that the goal of SeekReality.com? Is
That's
that?
what the goal is. The goal is to help people to understand what we know to be true. It's a wonderful, uplifting message. We know what the life and the life after this life is like. We know what the transition is like from this life. We know that there's nothing to fear about the transition. There is no death and there are no dead. We simply have a transition from one status to another. And so we're trying to help people to understand that. We want people to realize the truth. When people realize the truth, their lives are very different. They treat other people differently. They feel differently about the end of life, and they look forward to the next life instead of avoiding or being fearful about the end of this life. So that's the goal of SeekReality.com. We just want people to understand the truth.
I wish people could just act more kindly,
Yeah.
knowing that things are going to, don't worry, things will be better eventually, no matter what you're going through.
Yeah, that's the message.
That's amazing. So, membership, is there a membership fee to your web, to your organization, to SeekReality.com?
Yeah, most of the resources on seekreality.com are free because we want people to learn the truth. We also have other resources that are available. And we invite people to come on. It's just a $6 a month membership fee, and that's all they need to bring to the table. And then we will make everything else available to them. And we also have Q&A sessions in which I and my co-author, Roberta Grimes, attorney Roberta Grimes, have. And we each get on once a month and we answer questions, and any of the members can get on and ask questions, and we will answer them for them. So we do encourage people to join because it supports what we're trying to do. But there are many other resources available online that are free to everybody at seekreality.com.
And from Summerland, we can be communicated with electronically. I hate to jump around, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay.
I saw something about a thumbs up in a bubble, and that kind of popped up. Is that someone communicating with us from Summerland?
Yeah, that in fact is what happened. There is one article that we've just put on recently that a person has, they were having a communication over a Zoom link. And as they were having the communication, then suddenly this bubble came up with a thumbs up sign in it, and it was them on the other side communicating that they were approving, they were saying thumbs up to what you're saying. So we have many instances in which the people in the life after this life will come through and they will communicate electronically. We have recordings of people speaking from the next life. And anybody can make the recordings. Anybody can record people living in the next life. It's just a matter of learning how to do it. And we teach people how to do that, how to get those voices on a recorder and be able to play them back. We have people who are dedicated to it. Sonia Rinaldi is a researcher in Brazil. She's been doing it since 2001. Sherry Pearl is in New York. She's been doing it. She does it primarily for parents of children who have gone on to the next life. And she then will help them to get the voices of their children on recordings and communicating to them, talking with them about their life in the next life. So we can, through electronics, we can communicate, and they will sometimes come up just suddenly without our expectation, like the thumbs up, or we can choose to make the recording and we can get the recording of the people in the next life.
Tell me about you got some books you've written. Can you tell me about, I mean, I always like to, when I have guests on, discuss what the books they've written and what they're called and how long ago. Tell me a little, not to, not just a synopsis, maybe.
Sure. Yeah, the book that I recommend that everybody read is Evidence Beyond a Reasonable Doubt, You Will Never Die. It has evidence from 15 areas of people from the life after this life communicating to us. We know it's them because they're verified by the people who knew them on this side of life and the evidence that we have. So we know that they're communicating with us. So that book contains the evidence. Contains links. That people can go to, and they can actually listen to recordings of the people from the afterlife who are speaking to us. So I recommend that book as a first book. There's also a book that I wrote called Answers to Enduring Questions. It has answers to questions like, can people have sex in the afterlife? Can I drive a boat in the afterlife? And what happens when I come to the end of this life? Will I feel any pain? And all of the questions that people have are in that book, and I recommend that book as a kind of an overview of what happens in this life, at the end of this life, and the next life, and how to communicate with people living there. So I'd really recommend that book for people. I have a book called Your Eternal Self: Science Discovers the Afterlife, and it's more of a research book. It contains the research showing that we are not in a body and trapped in a body, and that consciousness does not come from the brain, that we exist independent of the body, and that we will continue to live after the body dies. And I have all of the research in there to show that that's true, to prove that we are not in the brain. The mind is not created by the brain. The mind actually creates the brain and the body. And so then the evidence for that is in that book. And then I have two books that I co-authored with psychotherapists, explaining how the psychotherapists are helping people have afterlife communications. One is called Repair and Reattachment Grief Therapy, and the other is called Induced After-Death Communication. So I'd invite people to look at those books, and it has the actual case studies. It shows what people do in the psychotherapist's office and what they experience. And they're just wonderful, uplifting stories about people's encounters with their loved ones as they sit in the psychotherapist's office. So I'd really recommend those two books for people.
Amazing. We're going to wrap it up. Is there anything else you'd like to add? I really appreciate you coming on. This has been one of my interests my whole life as to what happens. And I'm going to join up, and I urge others to join up also. Get on the website, look at what's going on. You have some amazing people. I don't know if it's on your staff or if they're just collabor are they just collaborators. Is there anything else you'd like to add before we wrap it up?
Just to tell people they need not fear the end of this life. The end of this life is just a transition. It's a seamless transition. There is no pain. They were going to the next life without any difficulty. And so then, instead of fearing the end of this life, they can look forward to it. They can realize that they're going to have a reunion with their loved ones. Their pets are going to be coming up to them, and they will have a time of rest and relaxation and understanding of what went on in this life when they go on to the next life. So I invite people to read any of the books that we've written. Go on seekreality.com and learn what we have there, and you will understand the fact. You will begin to believe and realize the fact that you are an eternal being having a brief physical experience, and you will never die.
Thank you, sir. We're going to wrap it up. Thanks for listening to the latest episode of the Alien Probe Podcast. Welcome comments, questions, or requests to alienprobepodcast@gmail.com. Visit us on Facebook. Check out our website, alienprobe.net, Twitter and Instagram at alienprobepod, YouTube and Rumble. Like and subscribe. Craig Hogan, it has been a pleasure. Thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Thank you. I've had a wonderful time.
Thank you.